This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast from the John Toll Show.
Paula McIntyre has managed to keep her pan from burning the place down.
There's a good. You know I'm cooking today.
We all walk out of here smelling of steak and mushroom and white garlic.
I'm just praying that they keep that alarm on for all for a wee while.
So well, bruschetta and steak. And wild mushroom.
Yeah.
And wild garlic.
And look, you see, when you're cooking a steak, don't have your pan sitting there, you know, cold. Mm-hmm. The reason why it's smoking is it's hot. So get a good hot pan. If you put it into a cold pan, you get that horrible grey, scummy. The whole thing is you're caramelising the sugars. So just brush your brush the steak, and this is just our favourite, John, top end or rump. You know,
point end of chump. I remember years ago we did a thing about the best wee bit of thing, and don't be spending the money on fillet or sirloin or whatever. Cheaper one is the point end of chump.
Yeah.
And Paul said, just go to the butcher and ask for point end of chump. And I felt like, you know, you go and say, could I have any point end of chump? And it's under the counter, it's in a half the price.
That's a good
just
stuff,
in case
that's special.
Shouldn't be saying this because everybody will be looking for it.
And nobody's looking for fillet anymore.
No.
That's the thing. So, John, I'm just seasoning them up and they're on the pan. And then another pan, going to do some mushrooms. The steak and mushrooms, grate together. A few onions into the pan. Again, nice hot griddle pan, and we'll just set that all.
Do you want to open that back door, maybe, and just let a bit of the...
a bit of the stuff out. Again, season it with salt. Don't, when you're doing a steak, don't put pepper on at the beginning, because all it'll do is burn, and you get that acrid, horrible burnt pepper taste. So season it with pepper at the end, if you want to. I think if you get a good steak, don't season it with pepper, because it sort of takes away from it. And then, John, just going to cook this up. Put another wee bit of oil in that, and then the wild garlic. So steak and garlic, lovely together. Got a wee toast there. Get our mushrooms going here.
This could be a breakfast. I mean, it would be an expensive breakfast, but it could be a breakfast or a brunch kind of a thing.
Not necessarily expensive, you know, because you're using it. If you're using the chump, it's not the thing of it is, you're eking it out with mushrooms and onions, so you don't need that much base. I think that's the thing, don't put too much. Now, I'm doing a garlic for the mayonnaise. Well, it's a garlic mayonnaise, John, or a garlic aioli. What I did was I boiled an egg for 3 minutes and then took the yolk out of it. So slightly set. Mm-hmm. And it's just when you're making a mayonnaise, sort of with insurance policy, and also it's probably a wee bit safer than eating raw egg yolk.
Okay.
Not that I have a problem with doing that. So
is mayonnaise usually made with raw egg?
Yep. Or pasteurised egg yolk.
Right.
So all you do is, with stick blender, blend that up, the egg yolk, two egg yolks with some mustard. Mustard helps emulsify it or bring it together, and some vinegar. And then rather than
mustard and vinegar.
And rather than ordinary oil.
That's very liquid, isn't it?
Yeah, that is quite liquid. That's what it looks like, actually, doesn't it? It's actually just wild garlic oil.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so what I did was take the boiling water. It's a bit runny than very liquid, John. Just put them into boiling salted water for about 30 seconds, take them down, cool them immediately in ice water, squeeze all the moisture out with it, pat them dry, and then blend that up, and you get like a garlic oil, and then keep blending and blending and blending the egg yolk, and then a slow trickle, and you get this garlic, this is a wild garlic mayonnaise. If you, Danny, would pass that over to John, just let him a wee taste.
Thank you, Danny.
That's your wild garlic mayonnaise.
It's like a mustardy colour.
There's mustard. I've used the local rapeseed oil, so...
Woo!
And then you've got the garlic.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. Mm. John, I cooked a couple of steaks earlier there, so see the mushrooms and the onions are nearly ready. And then see this, let your steak rest, and then the juices that come out of it, just pour that in, don't waste them.
Pour them back into the mushrooms.
Yeah, if anybody likes a well done steak, there isn't any. Alright, so. Okay, sorry about that. I'm going to do. No, we'll do a wee bit of well done. Anybody like well done?
Anybody like well done steak? Anybody in particular about their...
No. You should train yourself to like them. So when a butcher goes to the trouble of hanging meat, don't do them the disservice of overcooking it, because all you're doing is taking out all the moisture in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, John, a wee bit of the bruschetta, and then just rub it with the garlic, wild garlic mayonnaise. And then I'll take some of the mushrooms and onions on top of that. And then the steak's been sort of sitting for a wee second. So just slice that up. You like your steak rare, don't you?
I love it, whatever way you make it. Recipe's going to be on the website, bbc.co.uk. Oh, look at the colours of this, Steve. The pink of the steak and the kind of greeny-yellow of the homemade garlic, white garlic mayonnaise, and a wee bit of toasted bread as well. Recipe's on the website, on the Facebook page as well.
It's not too garlicky, sure it's not.
Nope.
You always think wild garlic because it smells so pungent is going to taste really garlicky, but it's not. And enjoy it while you can, because we've only got another couple of weeks of wild garlic.
Bottom of the garden,
just in parks where there's water. Well, you see water in bluebells, there's a very high probability you'll get wild garlic. And then, you know, when there'll be flowers turn to seeds, like mm-hmm. that there, John?
Yeah.
You just give them a good wash, pat them dry, and then pickle them. Just put a pickle in.
And this tastes
just
garlic
vinegar. Well. And that'll give you wild garlic flavour for the rest of the year. I've just used in the end of last year, and it's brilliant.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right, food for everybody, one for everybody in the audience. Mm-hmm. Right, the table today.